狂犬病可以说是最致命的疾病之一。
Rabies is one of the most deadly diseases.
因为狂犬病一旦发病
Because rabies is once diagnosed.
病死率几乎达到了害人的100%。
The mortality rate has almost reached 100%.
我们为什么说几乎呢？
Why do we say almost?
难道有人发病后
Did someone get sick?
依然逃脱了狂犬病死亡的魔爪
Still escaped the clutches of rabies.
是的
Yes.
自2004年出现世界首例狂犬病存活案例以来
Since the first case of surviving rabies in the world was reported in 2004,
全球已有30例狂犬病患者
There have been 30 cases of rabies worldwide.
最终获得存活。
Ultimately survive.
2004年
2004.
美国威斯康星州的一个小镇
A small town in Wisconsin, USA.
上
Above.
15岁的女孩珍娜吉斯捡起了一只落地的蝙蝠时
The 15-year-old girl, Jane Gis, picked up a fallen bat lion.
被蝙蝠咬伤
Bitten by a bat.
左手食指因伤口气小啊未去就医
My left index finger was injured and had a small cut, so I went to see a doctor.
不幸的是啊
Unfortunately,
一个月后
One month later,
珍娜开始发病
Jane started to get sick.
很快出现高热、嗜睡。
Soon, fever and drowsiness appear.
言语不清。
Unclear speech.
当他被送入当地的密尔沃基儿童医院时啊
，When he was taken to the local Milwaukee Children's Hospital.
距离蝙蝠咬伤已经过去了36天。
It has been 36 days since the bat bite.
医生罗德尼·维罗比脑洞大开。
Dr. Ron Nev, a brilliant mind.
做出了一个大胆的决定。
Made a bold decision.
给珍娜实施冬眠疗法。
Give Jeannie a hibernation treatment.
用安眠药让珍娜进入深度昏迷。即假死状态。
Use sedatives to induce a deep coma and a state of apparent death in Jen Nar.
为机体免疫系统产生抗体。
To produce antibodies to break down the immune system.
清除病毒。
Remove viruses.
争取时间。
Try for time.
冬眠疗法在珍娜身上出乎意料的。起到了效果。
The Eastern Hospital's treatment unexpectedly worked well on Janner.
在住院76天后
，After being hospitalized for 76 days，
珍娜病愈出院。
Jane is discharged from the hospital.
虽然留下了多种后遗症
，Although it left behind various sequelae。
但是哈，他成为了历史上第一个未接受疫苗注射而幸存的狂犬病确诊患者。珍娜
，However, Harter became the first person in history to survive rabies after receiving a vaccine.
后来重新学会走路。
Later, I learned to walk again.
吃饭和说话。
Eating and talking.
还考上了大学。
Still got into college.
并于2016年成为一名母亲。
And became a mother in 2016.
要说珍娜实在太幸运了。
To say the truth, Nar is really lucky.
因为后来啊，使用密尔沃基冬眠疗法的46位狂犬病患者，仅有6人成功。
Because later, of the 46 patients who used the Milwaukee winter sleep therapy for rabies, only 6 succeeded.
2025年
2025.
一位天津的感染科医生回忆。
A doctor from Tianjin recalls.
曾经有一位早期狂犬病患者，通过一种异乎惨烈的方式获得治愈。
There was once an early rabies patient who was cured in a very dramatic way.
这位患者哈被狗咬伤后。
This patient was bitten by a dog.
为及时注射疫苗。
Got vaccinated in time.
当他的腿部被咬部位出现蚂蚁爬行的异常感觉时啊。
When the area where his legs were bitten by ants felt like ants crawling.
即被感染科诊断为狂犬病。
The infected department was diagnosed with rabies.
腿部的异形感说明病毒已经入侵。
Early signs of abnormal leg sensation indicate that the virus has invaded.
周围神经。
Surrounding nerves.
没有烦躁。
No annoyance.
恐水等症状。
Saliva, etc. symptoms.
说明病毒尚未侵入脑干。
The virus has not yet invaded the brainstem.
此时哈，打疫苗啊，可能已经无效。摆在患者面前的命运。
At this point, the harter vaccine may already be ineffective, and the fate of the patient is placed before them.
要么等死。
Either wait to die,
要么在病毒入侵中枢之前。
Either before the virus invades the central nervous system,
截肢，把病毒上行之路啊彻底切断。
Sever the path for the virus to ascend.
他毅然决然地做了截肢。
He decisively amputated his limb.
还有一些狂犬病的幸运儿啊。
There are also some lucky people who have been bitten by dogs.
是在病毒暴露后接受了不完整的疫苗接种。
Received incomplete vaccination after exposure to the virus.
比如哈，注射次数不足。
For example, if the number of vaccinations is insufficient,
剂量呢不够。
The dosage is not enough.
或者没有按规定注射抗体等。
Or they may not have been properly administered with the required staple foods, etc.
这提示哈，即使是不完整的预防措施啊。
Even if the measures are incomplete.
也可能提供一定的保护基础。
This may also provide a certain level of protection.
改变了病程结局。
Changed the course of the disease.
不过哈，需要特别警惕，网络上流传的一些哈治愈的狂犬病案例啊。
However, it is important to be wary of the healing cases of rabies that are circulating online.
有可能属于误诊。
It could be a misdiagnosis.
比如哈，把破伤风误诊为狂犬病。
For example, a case of tetanus was misdiagnosed as rabies.
鉴于几乎100%的病死率。
Given the almost 100% mortality rate.
狂犬病的医学重点啊，依然在于预防。
The medical focus on rabies remains on prevention.
那么如何预防狂犬病呢？
So how to prevent rabies?
我们下一期再聊。好。
We'll talk about it again next time.
我是迎风而立。
I stand tall.
我们下期再见。
See you next time.